You're listening to a podcast from 702.
So, the Pretoria News has given us an update on the mother of the 10 babies. That's what they've been reporting about since last week. I want to read you some snippets of the story, and then I'll go to Dr. Matabo Matebula, who's the CEO of the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. So the story says, Teboho Tsotetsi, the D couplet's father, whose wife, Hosiame Sithole, has failed to disclose her whereabouts and the condition of their babies, has called on members of the public to stop donating money into both their bank accounts until she returns home. In a statement on Saturday in support of a missing person inquiry, Tsotetsi told the police he was concerned about Sithole's whereabouts and her safety, since she told him he was not allowed to see his children due to COVID-19 regulations. So on Monday last week, Tsotetsi told the Pretoria News that Sithole had given birth to 10 babies at a private hospital in Pretoria. That's on Monday night. And then, remember, we had the health department in Gauteng saying, we checked in every single hospital, private and public, and we couldn't find Hosiame Sithole. So almost a week after Sithole repeatedly failed to tell him where she was, Tsotetsi said he gave the police a statement in support of the inquiry on Sunday. So the police now are investigating and are trying to find out where she is. And the husband, the father of the children, has now given a statement to the police in support of this missing person inquiry. Remember when we were asking questions last week, and we were not even trivializing, right? We were not even trivializing this and trying to discredit Piet Rampedi. I remember asking questions about just the basic things about, like, are there doctors perhaps who work? And I even made a call out on the open line. Maybe you're a doctor who works in a hospital, right, that has helped this woman deliver the babies. Just, are you able to just come and tell us, well, the woman is safe? I mean, we don't have to know which hospital it is, but as long as we know that she's safe and the children are safe, right? And when people were asking questions, they were shot down. You're jealous of Piet Rampedi. Why do you guys want to see the 10 babies? And it wasn't even a matter of seeing the 10 babies. It was a matter of, are they safe? Right? Because it was really concerning that none of the hospitals, private or public, were able to establish if indeed she gave birth at their hospitals. So there's a conversation that Piet Rampedi published in the Pretoria News today of the conversation between Hosiame Sithole, the mother, and Teboho Tsotetsi. And in that, you can see the screen matches. Teboho, Hosiame Sithole, the mother, tells Teboho that, look, I went to Medfora Mediclinic, they moved me, I went to Steve Biko. So we've decided to bring in Dr. Matabo Matebula, who's the CEO of the Steve Biko Academic Hospital, just to tell us if indeed this is the case. One of the messages that the mother sent to Teboho that the Pretoria News has published is that, I went to Medfora, but that was earlier. I'm now at one of the lodges at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. So let's speak to Dr. Matebula now, who is the CEO of the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. Dr. Matebula, thank you so much for making time. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Clement, and good morning to your listeners.
So can you help us confirm if Hosiame Sithole is currently at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital at one of the lodges, and whether in the past as well she's been treated at the hospital?
Hosiame is not in Steve Biko Academic Hospital as we speak. What we don't know, the background, what we know of is that Saturday afternoon, this past Saturday, she appeared to being accompanied by the security officer, saying she's going to the baby nursery in the neonatal unit. And then her story was that she said she's Hosiame. In her care identity, she said she's the one that has given birth to 10 babies in Louis Pasteur Hospital in Pretoria. And then she was told that the baby will be transferred to Steve-Biko Academic. And then she went to the larger mother facility of Steve-Biko. According to her, she has been in that vicinity since Thursday, prior to that, to the Saturday that she was found in the afternoon. And then she couldn't tell more about her case. She could provide the nursing management was her sister's number and her husband's number, of which they could get hold of her sister. And then she asked her sister to arrange an Uber for her to go home. And it was arranged that she come back to Steve-Biko Academic Hospital for further assistance yesterday. And then upon us contacting her yesterday, she said she's resting. She'll come back when she is waking up. And then yesterday evening, we contacted her again, and she said she'll come back today. That's all I can.
Okay. Ooh, wow. This is so much. Dr. Matebula, just apologies. I want to take it step by step so that we understand. You are saying that Khosiyami Sithole came to the Steve-Biko Academic Hospital on Saturday. Is it this past Saturday or the previous Saturday?
This past Saturday.
This past Saturday. And she indicated to the staff that she had given birth to the 10 babies at the Louis Pasteur Hospital in Pretoria.
Yes, sir.
And she said that the babies were still at Louis Pasteur Hospital, and they told her that they would transfer the babies to the Steve-Biko Academic Hospital. Am I correct?
According to her, she expected the babies should be by then in Steve-Biko Academic Hospital.
Is it possible to transfer?
Because she was told that she says she delivered on the 7th, and then she got discharged on the 10th. She went home in Kindisa, and then on the same day she came back to Steve-Biko, on the 10th when she was discharged. But the first time she was seen by the Steve-Biko people was on this past Saturday.
Okay, so according to her, she was discharged without her children.
That's what she was saying.
Yeah, because now the family has opened a missing persons case because they've not seen her. The father as well has given a statement in support of a missing person inquiry. Let me ask this, Dr. Matebula. So are you able to confirm if she spent at least a night at one of these lodges, one of these facilities at the Steve-Biko Academic Hospital? So when she came on Saturday, did you admit her?
She wasn't admitted in Steve-Biko, and she was still, even on that time, she was still wearing her private clothes. If she was admitted, then she would be in the hospital attire, and she can't be admitted if her babies are not in the hospital.
Okay, so
she wasn't even in the list of the admitted people in the hospital.
And you said she was accompanied by a security official. Are you able to elaborate on that?
Normally, because it was in the evening when they come, she was in the around. It looks like she was in the mother lodger, because she was accompanied by security that is guarding the mother lodger.
Oh, okay. So it's the hospital security. It wasn't.
The hospital
okay. Dr. Matebula, thank you. My goodness, there's just so much I'm trying to process now. Thank you so much for coming through and giving us this update. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, this is Dr. Matebula, who is the CEO at the Steve-Biko Academic Hospital. She's telling us that Khosiyami Sithole came to the Steve-Biko Academic Hospital without the children on Saturday, this past Saturday. This is after she had given birth the previous weekend. And she told them that she had given birth to the... Laura, can we get in touch with the Louis Pasteur Hospital, please? Let's see if we can get in touch with them. She says she gave birth. This is what she told the Steve-Biko Academic Hospital, that she gave birth to the at the Louis Pasteur Hospital. And they told her at the Louis Pasteur Hospital that the children would be transferred to the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. And she came in private clothes. Yo, I see we've got Michael calling us now from Louis Pasteur Hospital. Remember, the Steve Biko Academic Hospital CEO says that the mother told the staff at the Steve Biko Academic Hospital that she had given birth to the 10 babies at the Louis Pasteur Hospital. I asked Laura to get in touch with the Louis Pasteur Private Hospital. And I see we've got Michael now, who's the spokesperson. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Michael. Please help us understand here. I was speaking to the CEO of the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. She says Ms. Khosiyami Sithole got to the Steve Biko Academic Hospital this past Saturday and indicated that she has given birth to the 10 babies at Louis Pasteur, and that you, as the hospital, were due to transfer the children to the Steve Biko Academic Hospital. Is that the case?
No, that's definitely not the case. I can confirm to you now that the information that she has shared with you, it is not correct. We have never refused. We have never had 10 babies at the Pasteur Hospital.
Okay, just to confirm, Mr. Sadiki, you are saying,
yes.
have you had a patient by the name of Khosiyami Sithole at the hospital?
The patient of Khosiyami, I've just verified and I'm informed that we don't have the patient and we don't have the 10 babies. We have never delivered 10 babies at Louis Pasteur Hospital. So I don't know where the story is coming from, but I can confirm that it's not true.
All right. Michael, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming through. I really appreciate you. It's short notice. Thank you for calling us. Michael Sadiki is the spokesperson from Louis Pasteur Hospital. I don't know, really. I don't know. We've tried to get a hold of Pete Rampedi last week. We've tried again to get a hold of him this morning. We're asking if we can have him to come on the show. Maybe he's got some explanation. And this is what I was saying earlier. When journalists were asking basic questions, right? Then they were saying, well, you guys are jealous of other black journalists. Why don't you ask similar questions when there are white journalists that are reporting about these matters? When we were asking the basic questions. And here we are right now. Here we are. The Steve Biko Academic Hospital tells us this. The Louis Pasteur Hospital tells us this. And by the way, we've just gotten a response from MediClinic as well. The producers of the show got in touch with MediClinic. MediClinic says, MediClinic South Africa is aware of the publicity surrounding the recent birth of the 10 babies. However, we can confirm that none of our facilities were involved in the care of this patient or even her children.